This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 132 through 136. The Lord has chosen Zion. How good and pleasant it is. Our God is above all gods, the idols of the nations, and give thanks to the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith.
O God, let us worship Him. O God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
us in the true faith.
O come, let us worship
Our reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous, and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of
blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, here's a question. What matters more, how you think or what you think or what you do? So what matters more, what you think or what you do? Well, the answer is, it's probably not a great question, but the real answer is how you think. You see, what you think determines always the thing that you do. One of the issues, I think, with the way in which the modern world tends to regard this question is they separate thinking from doing, as if thinking could, in some measure, be neutral. But it isn't. It's always active, always doing and informing the things that you do. Now consider for a few minutes here what St. Paul says to us in chapter 4 of his letter to the Ephesians. He's contrasting the old man and the new man. Now we're not surprised to learn that Gentiles, the unbeliever, the old man, does things that are contrary to God's word. We're not surprised to read that the Gentiles are callous, that they're given to sensuality, they're greedy to practice every kind of impurity. None of that surprises us. But for me, what gets my attention is that that's not how St. Paul begins his discussion. Here are the words that St. Paul uses. He says, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do." In other words, that you should not act in the way in which the Gentiles act. Okay, but now look what he says. They act and they walk in the way that they do because of the futility of their minds. And then he restates this again. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. You see, St. Paul wants to keep these two things always together. The way in which you think determines and shapes and informs the things that you do. Now, lest you think that St. Paul's only saying this here, consider what he says elsewhere. He talks at length about this very thing in the first chapter of his letter to the Romans. He's talking about the unbeliever, the one who is ungodly and unrighteous, and he says that they are futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts are darkened. They claim a wisdom, but in fact they are foolish. They exchange God's truth, they embrace a lie. And then he goes on to list the things that they do because of their futile thinking. It's quite a list. He says they practice all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. They think wrongly and they act wrongly. He says the same thing in 2 Corinthians, but he puts it far more concisely. He's talking again about the unbelievers, and listen to how he puts this. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, back to my initial question. What matters more, how you think or how you act in the things that you do? You see, in the modern period, in my understanding of things, we tend to separate these two. So for example, if you were to tell someone that you were interested in philosophy, they would make all sorts of assumptions about that. They would think, well, you like abstract thinking, deep thoughts. You're interested in what is not practical. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. In the ancient world and here in the scriptures, we see that everyone has a philosophy. Everyone has a way of thinking, and that way of thinking informs and shapes the very thing that you do. So it matters how you think. And that's exactly what St. Paul then turns to in the second half of this reading. How can you think rightly so that you might act rightly? St. Paul's answer is Jesus. That's the answer. Jesus is the truth, he says. And those who put off the old man and put on the new man, they are the ones who are renewed in the spirit of their minds. They're created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. If you wish to think rightly, Scripture directs us to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the very light that illumines and enlightens all. Apart from Jesus, St. Paul is showing us, there is nothing but darkness. There is nothing but futility. There is nothing but malice in the heart of the sinner. But in Jesus, in the one who is truth and life, we have all things. We know all things. As the psalmist says, it is in his light by which we see light. So those who cast their eyes upon Jesus by the very working of the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament, those who cast their eyes upon Jesus see that indeed he is the truth, and his truth is a truth that changes all things, changes you and me. It is the very truth, as Scripture says, by which we are reborn. It is the very truth that guides and shapes the things that we do. And that's how St. Paul ends the reading before us. We speak the truth. Those who know the truth, those who know Jesus, speak of Jesus. They talk of him. They talk of his word, because again, it's his word that changes all things. Those who speak the truth with their neighbor, oh, they might get angry, but they do not sin. They give no opportunity to the devil. They do not steal or do, but rather do honest work. They don't allow corrupting talk to come out of their mouths. St. Paul ends this section, it's a little further than where we left off, summarizing all of this. Those who are reborn according to the Spirit working through God's Word, who know Jesus as the truth, they're kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So again, simple question, what matters more, how you think or how you act? Well, the answer is, it is how you think. But if you're left to your own devices, according to your own sin, you distort God's word and you pursue your own truth, which in fact is a lie. But by the working of the Holy Spirit, through word and sacrament, as you return daily to your baptism, to that place of illumination by which you come to know and see God's truth, go forth living according to that truth, not being angry, but speaking of that truth with your neighbor, doing honest work, following the very thing that God has called you to do. You delight in His truth and you show forth the very light of Christ to those around you. So, if you're dismayed by the way in which the unbeliever lives his life, talk about Jesus. Point him to the one who is the truth, the one who shapes and guides all that we do, and this to the glory of the Father. Amen.
Strong.
prayer.
And as I cry unto you.
Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Merciful God, we humbly implore you to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed by the doctrine of the blessed apostles, may walk in the light of your truth, and at length attain to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.